Special report.
Dámy a pánové, hezké dopoledne vám všem přeji.
Leo Pavlát, director of the Prague Jewish Museum, speaking to reporters in the Spanish synagogue at the official launch of the Year of Jewish Culture. The year-long celebration of the country's Jewish heritage is being held on the 100th anniversary of the foundation of the museum. Throughout the year, exhibitions, concerts, films and theatre performances will be held across the country, reflecting the huge cultural contribution made by the Jews of Bohemia and Moravia over the centuries, a community that was decimated by the Holocaust. 80,000 Czech Jews were killed in the Nazi death camps. Only a few thousand were left alive after the war. But, Leo Pavlat says, Prague's beautifully restored synagogues are more than just monuments to the past.
I won't say that it's a dead culture, because as any museum is dead culture. So of course we present objects which are haven't been in use in synagogues, but at the same time they are very eloquent. So they speak about the history of Czech Jews. At the same time they symbolize those who had been killed during the war. Knowing that, so of course we can say a lot about contemporary life in this world, and of course we can use all these documents and objects in projects and programs which actually speak about contemporary Jewish life.
Tomáš Kraus, chairman of the Federation of Czech Jewish Communities, says the history of the Jews and the history of the Czech lands are very much interlinked.
If you ask a man on the street in Prague, or even small children in the school, what is Jewish culture, everybody will tell you, oh, this is a part of our history. It's maybe from the times of the late 19th century, when there was this Czech rebirth or this nationalistic movement, and it included also in a certain stage the Jewish culture as a part of the Czech heritage.
Nonetheless, it was a community that was decimated by the Holocaust. How vibrant is that community today?
The community is very vibrant. It's very small, and you just mentioned it. It was decimated during the Holocaust, but unfortunately this was not the end of the story. We had to face another 40 years of communism, which almost completed the work of the Nazis, because there was a substantial immigration out of the country and, of course, out of the community as such. And this community is very small, but very active in every possible field.
Now we're standing in the magnificent Spanish synagogue, a beautifully restored building, and Prague is home to many unique Jewish monuments. But are these monuments simply tourist attractions, or are they part of a living, vibrant culture?
Definitely, they are part of a living, vibrant culture. We don't want to portray ourselves as a dead community. You know, there is sometimes, because you still can come across this notion that everybody who comes, not only to Prague, who comes to Europe, from Israel, sometimes from the United States, thinks that this is a huge Jewish cemetery. No, it's not. We have a cemetery. We are very proud of this cemetery. We are proud of the synagogues. We are proud of the heritage. But this is not the full story. The full story is that we are also the descendants of those people who survived miraculously the Holocaust, and we are actually the proof that the Nazis did not succeed. We are still here.
There is something of a historical irony, isn't there? Because Hitler is rumored to have wanted to create the Museum of an Extinct Race in Prague. He wanted to collect all the Jewish artifacts and monuments of the community that he had annihilated and build this museum in Prague. And as a result, Prague is so rich in Jewish artifacts.
Some say that this is what we have today. No, we are not. The museum is also willing to give these premises to Jewish community for whatever purposes they have. So you have in the very small area of the old town six synagogues, which of course are housing the expositions of the museum, but at the same time they are used. They are used for Kabbalah Shabbat, they are used for services. For instance, this Spanish synagogue is used every Shabbat for Kabbalah Shabbat service. We have a Pinkas synagogue with all these names. We had bar mitzvah there only two weeks ago. There is also other synagogues and premises which now there is a big discussion if there should be regular services, high holiday services in Prague. We had like 7 places, which were packed with people. So this community, I'm quite optimistic about the future.
But not all Jewish artists and writers identify themselves as such. Ivan Klima, one of the Czech Republic's most famous living writers, spent much of the war imprisoned in the notorious Terezín concentration camp, and the Holocaust finds its way into several of his books. But Ivan, also present at the festival's launch, told me he didn't consider himself a Jewish writer.
Probably not. I was invited to Jerusalem, and they prepared 8 hours long interview with me. At just at the beginning, I proclaimed, I am rather Czech writer than Jewish writer. And they said, for us, you are a Jewish writer. I was not educated in Jewish tradition, but I shared the Jewish faith during the occupation, during the war. And I, of course, I used my strongest life experience in some of my short stories and short parts of my novels, so that is my connection with the Jewish origin and Jewish people.
The next 12 months will see dozens of cultural events in synagogues, theatres, concert halls, art galleries and cinemas up and down the country. Later this month, for example, the Česká Třebová Town Museum is hosting the travelling exhibition Neighbours Who Disappeared, providing young people with an opportunity to search for Jews living in their area who disappeared during the Second World War. In March, meanwhile, cinemas in Prague will show films with a Jewish theme. Zuzana Ružičková, one of Europe's most respected harpsichordists, says the Jewish contribution to the cultural history of the Czech lands deserves a year-long celebration.
Well, this is a question which would need at least an hour's lecture. But to be short, I think Jews have contributed in every sense to the Czech culture. The mixture of Jewish, Czech and German culture produced wonderful results, such as Franz Kafka, Gustav Mahler, Rilke, lots of others. And I, of course, as a survivor of the Holocaust, deeply regret that this period was so violently stopped, and often think about it, how it would have been or could have been if many of those children would have survived and would have probably also contributed to Czech culture.